One New Temple, Three New Opportunities by Don L. Searle, Senior Missionary, Central America Area, 2012 to 2014. The lives of these three families were changed by visiting the Quetzaltenango Guatemala Temple Open House. The beginning of a new life. In the summer of 2011, the Wundrum family was ready to move from Guatemala to the United States so that Carlos Wundrum, a doctor, could pursue advanced studies. "When we were ready to go," he recalls, "something stopped me." His wife, Adriana, experienced the same feelings. So together they prayed and received a confirmation in their hearts that they should not go. They canceled their plans and were left wondering what God had in mind for them. 4 months later, they would find out. Carlos had been a member of the church since he was 14, but had dropped out of activity around the time he began his university studies at age 21. Adriana, although not a member herself, had long wanted to marry a Latter-day Saint. A good friend of hers, a church member, had married a returned missionary who was tender, loving, and attentive. Adriana wanted a husband like that. When they first started going out, Adriana and Carlos did not talk of his religion, but he demonstrated many of the qualities of her friend's husband. He did not act superior to her. After they got married and had children, she appreciated that he bathed the babies and changed diapers. As their three children began to grow up, "we began to think that we should get closer to God," Carlos said. They did not find what they were looking for in the Christian church they attended for a time, but the feelings that they needed to get nearer to God persisted. After canceling their plans to move to the United States, the Wundrums decided to make some improvements to their home, including buying new windows. They immediately liked the man who came to do the installation, Jose Mena. One day, a discussion with him touched on religion. He said he was a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Carlos replied that he was also, but had not attended for some time. The next time Brother Mena came to work on the windows, he brought a Book of Mormon and a copy of the Liahona for each family member. Reading the magazine, Carlos began to experience familiar spiritual feelings. Then Brother Mena invited them to attend the Quetzaltenango Guatemala Temple open house. When they entered the temple, the Wundrum children began to ask, "Dad, what can we do to be members of this church?" As they left, their youngest son, Rodrigo, age 10, lingered behind and, with the help of his mother, filled out a card requesting a visit from the missionaries. The family met with the missionaries. "I did not want to pressure my family to be baptized," Carlos says, "but they really felt the Spirit for themselves." Adriana and the children were baptized in December 2011, a few days before the dedication of the Quetzaltenango Temple. "The great blessing that God gave me is that I baptized them," Carlos says. Just over 1 year later, the family was sealed in the temple, a joyous occasion for all of them.
The opportunity to be sealed. When Ana Victoria Hernandez, who was not a member of the church, married Belbin Calderon, he was a member but wasn't attending because he worked on Sundays. Belbin says a strong feeling brought him back. He recalls, "I gave up my job because I wanted to go back to church." After he became active again, his wife noticed that he was becoming more humble and there was more unity in their home. Belbin hoped his wife might gain an interest in the gospel, but he never tried to push her. One Sunday, while dusting the bookcase, Ana Victoria discovered one of Belbin's books about the history of the church. Curious, she began to read. The stories of the sacrifices of the pioneers touched her deeply. A few weeks later, the October 2011 Liahona came, a special issue about the Book of Mormon. Again, out of curiosity, Ana Victoria began to read the Book of Mormon. She soon realized it contained not just a history, but also the words of prophets. She began to attend sacrament meeting with her husband and children. Then she and her family visited the Quetzaltenango Temple open house. Ana Victoria was touched when she learned that her family could be sealed for eternity. That had a great impact on me. I felt the need to be sealed to them, she recalls. She began taking the missionary lessons and was baptized on December 7, 2011. She attended the temple dedication 4 days later. Brother and Sister Calderon were sealed in the temple with their children in December 2012. Ana Victoria says she cannot describe her happiness at knowing I can be with my family forever. Belbin calls the certainty of their sealing the greatest blessing I could possibly imagine.
The temple touched his spirit. The construction of a temple in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, fulfilled a dream for Monica Elena Fuentes Alvarez de Mendez. She is the daughter of a pioneer in the church who instilled in her a love of the gospel and all its blessings. Her mother, Magda Esther Alvarez, was baptized in 1953, 6 years after Latter-day Saint missionaries first arrived in Guatemala. Monica grew up in the church and eventually married a good man, Ennio Mendez, who was not a member. He supported his wife and daughter in church activities and admired its members, but he showed no interest in being baptized. Nevertheless, Monica remembers her mother telling her that one day her husband would become a member. I never lost faith, she says, even though she had no idea what could bring about his conversion. Her mother enjoyed the blessings of periodic visits to the temple in Guatemala City and was filled with joy in 2006 when a temple was announced for Quetzaltenango. But Magda Alvarez suffered from a terminal illness and passed away in 2008 before the temple in Quetzaltenango could be built. Monica and her young adult daughter, Monica Esther Mendez Fuentes, served together as guides during the open house for the Quetzaltenango Temple. Ennio attended the open house with them, and unbeknownst to them, he went back two more times. Leaving the temple together on the last day of the open house, Monica and her daughter wondered if Magda Alvarez's prediction about Ennio could ever come true. Ennio had always believed it was acceptable for him to be a member of his church and his wife and daughter to be members of theirs, so long as they respected each other's beliefs. But his experience at the temple, open house, gave him much to think about. I began to fast without saying anything to them and to pray, he recalls. He went into the mountains where he likes to go to ponder. I asked the Lord, what should I do then? In fact, he already knew what was right, but he needed to resolve doubts. Ennio was baptized in April 2012, a deeply moving occasion for both his wife and his daughter. The Mendez family was sealed in the Quetzaltenango Temple in October 2013. Sister Mendez expressed their joy at an eternal goal achieved and their hope to be faithful until the end of their lives.
Shining like a jewel. At the cornerstone ceremony before the dedication of the Quetzaltenango Guatemala Temple, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the first presidency, promised, "This temple will bring eternal families to this place and country, among the sons and daughters of Lehi." As President Uchtdorf described them, the temple has become a beacon of hope. He also commented on the beauty of the temple, saying, "It has a glowing shine like a jewel, and it is a jewel for this area." The Quetzaltenango Guatemala Temple, announced on December 16, 2006, by President Gordon B. Hinckley, dedicated on December 11, 2011, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. 126,000 visitors attended the open house held in November 2011. 136th temple operating worldwide. Second temple in Guatemala after the Guatemala City Guatemala Temple dedicated by President Hinckley in 1984. Size of temple, 21,085 square feet. Temple district, 60,000 members in 15 stakes and 7 districts. End of the article. One new temple, 3 new opportunities.